Alarm bells started going off in the Fairfax Ministry with a woman you called Kate. What happened to Kate's family?
Yeah, so Kate and Edward were very involved in the Fairfax Church. Her husband led a small group that was there, and they were often at church meetings. And through the small group network, they became really close to a family, and that family's teenage son often babysat for their children. But by March of 1999, they realized that something had gone horribly wrong. Their 4-year-old daughter was acting out, the 15-year-old babysitter was acting out, and it turned out that he had sexually abused their daughter.
He confessed to that.
He did.
At one point. So what happened after that?
So what Kate and Edward allege is that the church really discouraged them at first from going to the authorities. They cited the Bible, 1 Corinthians, saying, you know, Christians shouldn't take other Christians to court. The church has denied that they said that. But that's what Kate and Edward felt was happening. They were pushed into forgiving the abuser and an internal reconciliation process, which is something I heard from a lot of the victims I talked to, that the church very much wanted to handle it internally to foster forgiveness among members, even when abuse had happened. And this was all while Jacob, who we call the babysitter in the story, was being prosecuted. So he did end up being convicted in juvenile court.